And always remember this, amen, that the devil is not forced to change, that the power of God cannot break. Until next time, this has been Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints.
We know the broadcast has been a blessing to you, and since it has, feel free to contact us at P.O. Box 3371, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. Or feel free to contact us at
662-704-0630. Again, 662-704-0630.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forced a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say, you stand. Yeah, Lord, yeah.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Well, as always, we thank and praise God for you, you, and you. And again, we want you to get ready to get the pencils out, get your paper out, so that you can best learn from the series that you've been in with the man of God all year round. So without any further preliminary, as always, it gives me great pleasure to introduce to some and to present to others all the way from a little town called Bunky, Louisiana, with a big heart, none other than in the person of the intramonorable, the incomparable, the majestic King Arthur. And here he is.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my friend. I come on this broadcast and I feel God the highest praise. And hallelujah is the highest praise. And I thank him in all things. Most of all, right now, at this moment, I thank him for giving me this awesome opportunity and this privilege and this honor to share with all of you, one of the people of God, the children of the Most High God, to share with you all the awesome love of God, the mighty love of God, the love that God has for all of us, all his children, you and I, all your family, all your things, everybody, every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl. And this love that I'm talking about, that's not the love like what we know as natural love. You know, this love is beyond all of that. This love is unconditional. The Bible calls it agape love. That's a love that looks past all our faults, all our mistakes, and boy, just see our needs. And you know what that greatest need that every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl have, the greatest need, is to be loved. I don't care who you are. And you know, even those that don't want to be loved, the reason why they don't want to be loved is because they have. But boy, that's the heart desire of every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl. That's to be loved. To be appreciated. To be well thought of. To be accepted. Listen, you know, it don't matter what nobody say, it don't matter about all the things that we come up with in this world system. You know, the answer to all the problems that we have on this earth The answer to every, the solution to every problem that we have, the answer to every question that we have here on this earth is the love of God. Listen, it covers a multitude of things. It covers everything. And listen, again, that's not a natural thing. That's the God kind of. The way God loves us and the way God man wants us to love one another. That's why that's those two main commandments in the Mosaic law. They love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. That's a command of God. Hallelujah. And listen, that kind of love that I'm talking about, that agape love, that unconditional love, mankind lost that. That love is put in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. It's an unconditional love. It's the love of God. I'm going to say this again. It's the love that God loved all of us with, all mankind, no matter who you are, no matter what you've done, no matter what your circumstance, what your situation is. You might be on the mountaintop. You might be on the valley low. You might be the poor man living, or you might be the worst sinner of all. Well, I'm talking about the love of God that passes all understanding. That love. That covers everything. That chose you before the foundation of the world. Know what God chose you before the foundation of the world to be? To be holy. You know what that means? To be just like him. He chose this before the foundation of the world. This is what he said. I told you when I come on this broadcast, and I don't have no messages, I don't have no sermon and everything. I just come to tell you what thus said the Lord. I come to preach to you a message, man, publicly declare unto you a message, man, that I'm talking about that's been hidden in the world and in the church, man, for generation and generation and generation. But it's on the brink of a global explosion. And that message is, man, not the gospel of Jesus, but the gospel that Jesus preached. Hello. And the gospel of Jesus is automatically contained in it. I'm going to say it one more time, boy. It's the greatest message that I've ever heard. It's the greatest story that has ever been told. What is that story, man? That's not man's story. That's not man's history. I'm talking about his story. Whose story? God's story. Our Father's story. Not what man say, and not what man say about him. Well, what he said himself. And boy, listen, if you listen and if you read the gospel in the way it was intended to be read, man, that not, you just not only get the good news about Jesus, but you hear the good news that Jesus preached. The devil don't never want you to find that out. The Bible says it's like a treasure that's hid in the field. And boy, when you discover that treasure, you go sell everything that you got. And you come by that field. You give up everything. Your search will be over with. And all you do, you come and get in that field, man, and you're just gleaning in that field. You're just eating in that field. You just grow up, man, in that field. And in that field, every need that you have is already met. You don't have to worry about nothing. Remember a long time ago, my mama told me, man, the Lord asked her, you know, told her, say, how would you feel if you knew everything was all right? And my mom said, you know, that's good. You know, it went past a natural and spoken to Jesus, speaking to a heart. And man, you know, she said, man, I could just feel that way. Because I could sense that everything was all right when he spoke that to me, man. It was a way that I felt that I could never explain. And then the Lord said, and then she said, the Lord told her, hey, she said, Lord, I would feel good. I would feel great. I can't even explain the way I, you know, I would feel, Lord. You know? Then she said, the Lord told me, then feel that. And boy, when she was telling me that, it was like the Lord was telling me the same thing. It was like I was hearing it the same way she heard. And boy, I had a glimpse of that because, man, when the Lord found me lost in my sin, man, and he came into my presence, man, everything was all right. I can't, like I say, I can't explain that. I didn't try it for 41 years, man, trying to explain that feeling. Man, but it the words can't even describe it the best we could come up with. And I felt that way. And it was like the Lord telling me the same thing. Hey, listen, it feel that way. Because everything is all right. Let me tell you something. in the presence of the Lord, you don't have no problems. In the presence of the Lord, everything's all right. If you was really, if we all was really conscious, man, that whether soever we go, wherever we go, whenever we go, however we go, it don't matter where you go. Boy, your Father in heaven is with you wherever you go. And he's not going to ever leave you. And he's not going to ever forsake us. It don't matter what we have did, what, how good we are, how bad we are. It don't matter about whether we're black or white. Don't matter about white. None of that, man. He's never going to leave us, and he's going to never forsake us. Even if we make our bed in hell, I mean, even in the graveyard, even in death, even in mankind's worst enemy, man, he ain't gonna say to you, he said, hey, if you make your bed in hell, I'm dead. But you're there for do the same thing I did to you that I did to Jesus. What is that? Raise you up, and then ain't no grave gonna be able to hold you down. Why, man? Why is all this, man? What are you talking about, man? We come white. If you know this, if you know that, you think you can hear this and everything. It's one thing to hear what I'm saying, but it's another thing to know. That you know, that you know, that you know. And boy, you can get there. I promise you, you can get there. You can know that in the midst of the storms, man, everything is all right. You can know that, man, no matter what come your way, man, everything is all right. You can know, man, that even in death, even the death of your loved ones and your family and your children, your parents, it don't matter, boy. You can know that you know that you know that you know, boy, that everything is all right. Why? Because it is. Boy, our lives are hidden God. When you hear, man, and find that treasure, and you find and you become aware that he's with you wherever you go, and you find that treasure in the field, not what people say about him, not even what I'm saying about him. I'm saying you search for yourself. Now, you'll find that treasure. I promise you. He said this here. If you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, everything that you have need of will be added unto you. You know what they're saying in simple language, man? He said, I don't care what you need. I don't care what it is. That don't matter what it is. He said, everything will be supplied unto you. If you make Mary God our number one priority. I didn't say number two. I didn't say number three. I'm talking about above everything. If you make him our number one priority, well, I promise you, he'll see that everything that you have need of, man, will be added unto us on a daily basis. You don't have to worry about what you're going to eat. How you gonna make it? Where you gonna live? You won't have to worry this. I'm talking about a treasure that's more than men on these billions of dollars that they got. Bro. I'm talking about, man, the treasures of heaven, man. Where loss and moth and corruption and all this other stuff that's going on, the treasure on the earth can't touch this, man. Talk about the treasures of heaven. And we know what the good news that Jesus Christ was preaching, man. That's all. Heaven is our inheritance. And all this that I'm talking about that belong to us, that the devil don't even want us to know. All this that I'm talking about, the love of God that passes all our understanding, man, that covers our sin, all this is simply because of one thing. For our Father in heaven loves God. I'm going to say that one more time. You don't know. You believe it and everything, but I'm talking about no. I ain't talking about just a man going to church and giving you emotions. I'm talking about no. I ain't talking about know of him. I ain't talking about know about him. I'm talking about know him. Hallelujah. And boy, that's what he wants, man. Past the corporate experience, past our church service, past all our... But he wants to know you for himself. He wants you to know him for yourself. Like he know you for himself. And boy, when you begin to know him, not about him and not of him like most of our relationships are, but I'm talking about knowing him. When you can walk and talk with him, man, in the cool of the day, in the heat of the day, in the storm of the day, don't matter what's going on in any day, boy, you can know that this is a day that the Lord has made, and boy, you can rejoice in it, right? Because boy, he's with you. Wherever you go, I was feeling alone a little while here, you know, and then recently, you know, and then the Lord spoke to my heart and said, sometimes I allow you to feel that way. For what reason, Lord? Just for you to come to know that, boy, I'm always with you. But even if nobody else with you, I'm with you. And not only am I with you, I ain't never going to leave you, and I ain't never going to forsake you. So sometimes I let you feel feel that way for a moment and for a